GST is headed towards the final.
That's right.
Flex that do work. Six of them.
Soccer tournament, but where I'm from, we call it football.
Underway here on ESPN alongside Hercules Gomez. I'm Sebastian Salazar. This is episode 353.
Woo.
And we're in a big studio, so Herc, you know that means something special.
What? Special how? How so?
Well, today, among the many special things that we will be doing, we will be revealing the groups for the upcoming TST tournament. It's a 7v7 tournament with a $1 million cash prize for both the men and the women this year, and maybe over the course of the show, I'll finally get the answers to why you're not playing in the damn tournament.
You know why I'm not playing in the tournament.
Too cool for school or what?
No, I mean, listen, it would be great TV, but tearing my ACL in front of everybody, maybe not the ideal situation for me. $1 million?
$1 million, bro. Talk you out of retirement with that? You think about it.
I think about it, for sure. Absolutely.
So you won't be playing in the TST this year.
No.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
This year we know that J.J. Watt, Chad Ochocinco, Pat McAfee, just to name a few, are going to be playing. We're going to hear from them a little bit later in the show. We're also going to hear from our own Allie Krieger, who is playing on the women's tournament, a first-time event this year. But let's get you set with everything that's going to be going on down there in Cary, North Carolina, June 5th through the 10th. A reminder of exactly what will transpire. 48 teams have entered the men's tournament for that $1 million prize. 8 women's teams involved. They'll also have their own $1 million prize. By the way, the men's tournament has grown from 32 teams last year to 48 this year. And as you see right there, both championship matches for the men and the women will be played Monday, June 10th. And joining us now to talk more TST is one of the co-owners of the tournament, of course, NBA legend Chris Paul, known for his hoops fame, but with us now for his soccer passion. Chris, great to have you with us here on Football Americas. Let's start at the beginning, man. How did you get connected to TST? Because you've been around this from day one, right?
Absolutely. Man, TST is one of the best things that ever happened, to tell you. Obviously, it started with TBT and John Mueger, who is an unbelievable mind. You know what I mean? He probably should be on the one, should be the one on here talking about it, but he is just an amazing guy and the way that his mind works. And he's just a sports fanatic like myself. And, you know, going from the TBT and now doing the TST has been nothing like it.
You were at the event last year. So for those of us that watch it on TV, man, it looked like a lot of fun. Some of the emotions came through the screen, but you witnessed it live. What was it like down there in the Carolinas?
The energy was crazy. I'm born and raised in North Carolina, so to be kind of home was cool, but to see the competition, right? Obviously, it was year one. You just never know what to expect, but to see the competition, as you can see, I was there with Ochocinco, Steve Nash, who was a legend in NBA. It's just, it's one of those sports and one of those events that just connects everyone, and anyone who's been to a match or whatnot, it's just like, how the NBA is so great because you have those courtside seats. Sometimes you go to these soccer matches and you're so far away. Here, you're so close to the action, and it's pretty exciting.
Chris, how much soccer you got in your life? Because I've been reading up a little bit. It sounds like, you know, you're watching some games with your sons during the World Cup. Your daughter, I believe, is a player. So it sounds like it's all around the Paul house.
My daughter is a player. My son was nice, but he stopped playing. But I think for me growing up, you know, honestly, I was never really introduced to soccer like that. Being in North Carolina, you know, a lot of times you're into what your parents are into. My dad was into football and basketball. And so it's been so cool for me as a parent right? To see my kids out there playing something that I never had an opportunity to play. I had an opportunity there. You see, I took my son to Spain. I took him over to see FC Barcelona. It was so memorable. I'll never forget it, you know, being with those guys and seeing how enthused my son was. But it's a fun sport, and that's why this TST has just been amazing.
It is fun, man, but I got to give you, Chris, some shtick here. You know, you look at the teams that are in this tournament this year. We got a lot of NFL representation. We don't got really too many guys from the NBA. What gives, man? We can't do some recruiting or what?
We're working on it. You know, a lot of guys, you know, I know a number of guys. One of my teammates, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, we're still building this event. And I think the coolest thing about it is, and I don't know what you got going on, but I'm sending you an invite to come to the event, because it's one thing to see it on television, but when you're there and you get a chance to sit in the cabanas or whatnot and just see the energy, because we have all these different fields going on, right? So this game starts at maybe 2:15, but this game over here started 2:45. So there's games starting and ending. And the fact that you have to end the game with the score goal makes it that much more exciting.
Chris, man, give me some names out of the NBA. You know, in a future where you got to put a team together, think of some guys that are in the league that you say, all right, I could make a 7-on-7 team out of this for TST.
I'm going to tell you, the first person I'm going to get is Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder. So I'll
German
tell you
background.
This.
Yep.
Yeah. Look at you. You know him. Look at you. Look. So I'll tell you. So before we went to the NBA bubble, our team was getting together, playing basketball, playing pickup. So one day, just to mix it up, we went to a high school football stadium, and we, instead of playing like just American football, you know, we play European football too. So we played both, and to see Dennis on that soccer field was crazy. So definitely Schroeder. I definitely have to get Jonathan Kuminga. Joel Embiid. I definitely get Embiid.
With Embiid as your goalie, nobody's scoring on you, man.
Exactly. So you'd be surprised how many guys, you know what I mean? If you see Steph before the game, you know what I mean? Guys just trying to juggle and whatnot. So it's a lot of guys who love the sport.
All right. Maybe get some of the more European guys there as well. They've obviously got a background, guys like Luka Doncic. So lots of dudes in the NBA for a future TST.
Gallinari is nice. I definitely get Gallinari. I get Shea. I get Shea, too.
All right. Forget 7-on-7. We might have to work out an 11-on-11 tournament with all these names. Hey, CP, one more thing for you before we let you go. Obviously, one of the big new additions to the tournament this year is the women's tournament. 8 teams battling it out for $1 million. I know you were big in the push for that. Why was that so important to you?
Man, it was so important because last year, if you got a chance to see it, we had the women's national team in the tournament. And it was so exciting to see all of the fans and the people who came out to see these women. Listen, they fearless. You hear me? You should have seen. You see the goalie? You see her right there? I went up to her after one of the games and just said, "With the way that ball is coming in at you and you saving them left and right, it was nothing like it." But having the women have their own tournament, I think, was big. But not only that, but the equal pay. You know, as we've seen, women's sports it's been here, but people are now starting to pay attention to how skilled and how good they are. So I'm just excited to see, you know, it's going to be $2 million winners and they got to end on a made goal.
They say, put your money where your mouth is. CP3 and TST doing just that with the women's tournament. Chris Paul, man, great to have you with us here on Football Americas. And we look forward to seeing you this summer at TST.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The end isn't an end. The end is that scoring thing where it's one goal more than whoever's at the lead at a certain time. So it has to end on a goal.
Rose shoots, scores!
All right, so my team's up 4-1. So then some rules clip in. I forget the exact names. Game ends at 1st-to-5. So you guys could technically still come back, score 4 straight, but we have to score 1 and it's over at like 38 minutes in or something.
Love NBA that. All-Star game.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Yeah, it's real.
I think it's real.
Target Score time, as explained by the one and only Pat McAfee to J.J. Watt. Going to hear from both those guys in just a little bit. Here's some of the other rules for the upcoming TST. It's, of course, 7-on-7. We got the 2 20-minute halves, no stoppage time. And as you heard right there, every game ends on a goal via Target Score time. What exactly is it, in case Pat McAfee's explanation didn't quite sit well with you. After the two halves, the target score, which will end the game, becomes one goal more than the team leading the game has. If the teams are tied, that means next goal wins. And as time goes on, players come off until we get a goal slash winner. A few more rules. Subs anytime. Just get on the field. No slide tackles. That's good for the old fellas. And as you can see there, the dimensions of the field and the goal. All right, the big talking point here, though, is that target score time. Herc, how do you like it as a way to end games?
Love it.
Right?
Drama. This is how we grew up, man. Mm-hmm. Last goal wins.
Yep.
Winner stays on. That's what you play for. We've been playing this all our lives the same way. Now we're just getting rewarded for it. It's a little incentive, you know, claw your way back from, the grave, so to speak. And if you're winning, you got to learn how to close these games out.
I was thinking back to last year's tournament, and there was more than a few times where teams really seemed out of it. Basically, like the whole 40 minutes they've been played off the park. And then in that last few minutes, if you can get hot, if you can get a goal, if you can run two or three goals off, suddenly go from losing to winning. And I think especially when you get to the knockout rounds and the drama, then you add kind of sudden death to knockout round soccer. Whew. That's a recipe for some good TV right there.
It's a recipe for great TV. We're going to see a lot of dramatics, and we're going to see some people flip their lids. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're winning by like 3-4 goals and all of a sudden target goal comes in and you lose the game, we're going to see Chad Ochocinco or maybe Team Concaifa, go the other way with this.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it, huh? No slide tackles. No slide tackles, bro. You could have stayed healthy and still played.
No, I wasn't thinking somebody would hurt me. I'm thinking I'm hurt myself.
Ah, okay. All right, so let's get into the groups then, shall we? Of course, first group up is Group A, and that's what we've got. I mean, look at the names. Team Agüero, which of course is going to feature Sergio Agüero and some friends with Argentine national team on their respective CVs. We've got Nani FC with, of course, Luis Nani and one Mario Balotelli. We got La Mexicana Express, Say Word FC rounding out Group A. Woo-hoo! That's a must-see television right there, Agüero team against Nani FC.
Wait a second. Balotelli and Nani are the same team?
You got it.
And they're going to play against Kun Agüero?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on.
The narrative is right themselves.
This tournament needed, it's 100% Mario Balotelli.
Of course.
And I know everybody who's an MLS fan remembers, like, the goal that he didn't score when he got taken off in that friendly
against the Galaxy.
Heel. I hope he scores a goal like that in this tournament to kind of officially wash away the sins of that moment.
Oh, that's going to wash away the sins of that moment. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen, I want to see Kun Agüero. Kun Agüero has a little bit of experience in these type of competitions.
Okay.
This is more down his alley.
What you're saying, like the 7-on-7 style, five-on-five,
whatever the case may be. He's still kind of playing. Like, the guy stays in shape. Mm-hmm. He may have an advantage here. Look at this goal. He's going to score here versus Nani. I was going to say break out the record of Manchester United versus City in those days, but this is where you start seeing City kind of overtake that rivalry as of late, and Kun Agüero is a massive part of that. Put Kun Agüero anywhere in front of goal, he's going to be dangerous, but I'm very, very interested in see how Nani, who I think is cater-made for a small-sided setting like this, and Balotelli, they could shoot some real fireworks. La Mexicana Express, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Let's not count them out.
What are the other teams in this
group?
Okay,
they've got some professionals on their squad, ex-professionals. They seem to be doing very well here in the United States in the tournaments they've played.
They're a team that enters a lot of these cash tournaments all around the country, and they do have a record of success, so they could be one to watch. Say Word FC, also in this group, has a lot of guys with connections, not just locally, but to HBCUs, so you know that they'll be well represented.
Yep.
On Agüero's team, what's worth noting here is on 7-on-7, your goalie matters a lot. Mariano Andújar was on the Argentine World Cup squad back in 2014. He's 6'4" in 7-on-7. Bro, I don't know if anybody's going to score on Agüero's team.
I mean, he reaches the crossbar with his chest. So, I don't know. They may not be able to score on his team, but nonetheless, fireworks for sure in this group.
Absolutely. So Group A promises to deliver, but it's not the only one. In fact, as of right now, we're calling Group B the group of death.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The MLS now, we got the Balloon D'Or.
Yep.
We got the E1.
Coach in the league, greatest, in the world.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And we also won the CONCACAF, so.
And the Gold Cup.
How about that?
And the Gold Cup.
Where's Beckham live?
So.
The CONCACAF.
That's what we won, Thierry.
You heard him.
We won it.
Woo.
You know what they were singing at the end of the CONCACAF?
Tell me.
Our national anthem. Because we're standing right there at the top. Yep. And we wanted to play against the champion of the Europes, too. Nobody would put up the pink slips. Yeah. We wanted you to put up the trophies.
Okay.
CONCACAF trophy versus the Europes trophy.
What a moment. The birth of CONCACAF SC, who will be in Group B at this year's TSD. And we're now thrilled to be joined by the man who uttered the team into existence. That right. CONCACAF SC, our very own colleague here at ESPN. I believe we pronounce it Pat McAfee. Is that right?
Pat McAfee.
Pat, how are our pronunciations coming along as we get ready for the summer soccer tournament?
Hey, not too shabby. I've been calling it CONCACAF for like 2 years now. So the interview with Thierry Henry was just how I naturally have called the CONCACAF since I first heard of it, and we won it. When I started telling the world that not only are we winning the CONCACAF, we're going to win the World Cup. It's our game now. Hello, prolific. He could go play for Barcelona if he had to, but nonetheless, CONCACAF SC is ready. You know, the boys are ready. We got a training camp coming up here in about 2 weeks down in Florida. And it's an honor to be a part of TST and to be joining you guys this evening.
One of the things I didn't think we'd be seeing was Pat McAfee interviewing Thierry Henry at the Super Bowl and bringing into existence CONCACAF. I got a big question. CONCACAF, sleeves, no sleeves. What will we see in this tournament?
Okay, so we actually just put our uniform orders in. I feel good about how we're going to look out there, but we do have sleeves. We're going to respect the TST. We're going to have sleeves. There will be those of us who potentially will cut the sleeves off, and, you know, we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time out there looking great and playing even better footy.
I don't doubt it, man. No sleeves for Pat McAfee. I don't know if you could read it down there in the lower third. A three-time first-team Whippeel selection as a high school soccer player. You guys might not know about that Western Pennsylvania high school sports team, but it's pretty competitive, and Pat was a baller. It's going to be competitive in Group B here for CONCACAF SC. They're not alone. Joining them in what we're calling the group of death here in 2024. Burnley FC, of course, Burnley, a Premier League squad that is at least part owned by J.J. Watt, who joins us now on the program. J.J., great to have you with us. Is your team going to be wearing sleeves at the TSD?
Yeah, it's nice to see you guys put us in an easy group so far. Really, really good. I'm looking forward to just having a nice ease ourselves into the tournament, you know, get some guys some minutes, get some minutes in the legs, and then really build up to the knockout round. So really looking forward to it. Thank you for putting us.
No problem. JJ, am I sensing a little bit of, I don't know, you guys, are we going to see a bet happen live right now on our air? Is there a little friendly wager going to go on here?
Oh.
Hey, you want to give me Burnley if we beat you?
What's that now?
You want to give me Burnley FC if we beat you? Just give me the whole team.
What do you got to give me? You're going to give me the CONCACAF t-shirt? Or do I get College Game Day? What do I get?
Oh!
You already took Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms' job. Now you're trying to take College Game Day. Okay. I'll give you CONCACAF SC. All right, Burnley for CONCACAF SC.
Thank you.
Straight up, JJ.
Straight up. Hey, it's $1 million online.
I'll take the Thunderdome as a collateral.
There you go.
Not for sale.
High stakes there in Group B. Now, these two give you the star power in Group B, but they're...
Wait a second. What?
Not alone. There's star power in Group B, okay? Elsewhere in Group B, we got Natty SC. Now, this is a team that's comprised of a lot of guys that have ties to the FC Cincinnati that went from USL to MLS. They also have on the team Chad Johnson. That's right. Woo! Ocho Cinco, as you know.
That's a ringer right there.
It is.
That's not fair.
Because I think, Chad, correct me if I'm wrong, you played last year in the tournament, so you kind of know what this is all about, right?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely know what it's all about. I'm glad we're part of Group B as well. The fact that we get to dominate the lower tier teams before we get to the next round is awesome.
Wow, Chad, a lot of confidence in this group. Mm-hmm. Where do you think your team's going to rank 1, 2, 3 in this group?
I mean, easily one, and that's no disrespect to my opponents. I love them to death, but we're talking soccer. We're talking a beautiful game here, and this is what we do. This is what we all do.
How'd you do last year? How'd you guys do last year, Chad?
Huh?
How'd you do last year?
Oh, we did fairly well. We did fairly well. We did go home. That's neither here nor there. It's a new year.
Hey, Chad. What
you learned. You learned.
That's right. That's right.
Chad, what kind of players do you think we're going to get out of these two in Pat and JJ?
You know what? I'm not sure. I haven't seen JJ play before. Obviously, I know Pat has a background with kicking. I haven't seen him play soccer before. So we will see. We will see. I wish him nothing but luck. Them and their team.
Ooh, those highlights right there. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little worried. There's some impressive skills here.
Yeah, but those were all white guys. That wasn't Ocho, right?
Oh, come on. Ocho, right? Tell him something.
Ocho's in
Ocho,
there.
Ocho, defend
there.
Yourself here.
Listen,
I'm serious. I thought we were about to watch Ocho highlights. I know he's gonna be faster than everybody. I know Ocho can move. Mm-hmm. I know if this thing gets into a boxing match, Ocho's going to win. I know if we got to smoke cigars, that's my dog getting jacked up because she hears Ocho. She's a big fan as well. But there's some real talent, and Ocho's got the experience. I think that's going to affect the whole thing. Yeah. I legitimately think that's a big advantage, the experience.
Ocho's the only one here that's actually been in a professional environment. Like, Ocho tried out for an MLS team. He was on the cusp of being an actual professional. Does that worry any of you guys, Pat? Does that worry you, JJ?
Did he make it? I've seen a lot of guys try out for NFL teams. I mean, they didn't make it, you know? Like, I mean, if you now you're telling me made it on the pitch and we went out there, then I'm getting a little worried. But I got to say that the rest of the team looked like they were putting together some highlights. I got to say, I'm with Pat. I didn't see an Ocho goal from last year. Ocho, did you score some goals last year?
I didn't score, but I had 7 assists.
Oh, all right, a little playmaker.
All right, we got a little playmaker out there.
Yeah. Listen, now, it's hard to score when people W every time you get the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
It's like life in the NFL.
It's like
you're
back on the field, Ocho. Hey, to be clear, okay, the host of this show here, you know, we are colleagues at ESPN. Mm-hmm. You didn't know I've been calling Concafa for multiple years. You thought that came up in front of Thierry Henry. Bonjour, ça va? No. Is not the case there. I also I played with the Columbus Crew for about 46 hours.
Okay.
You know, before the lockout. And then I couldn't get out of bed because my legs were so dead, which is a big issue for me. The cardiovascular stamina is what I am worried about. Mm-hmm. JJ still works out. Ocho is a boxer. I might vomit first game. So going to have to get it all out of me in those first couple minutes. But yeah, let's not talk about the only one professional.
Right.
Let's do some research.
No, we're all on here. We know you're the footballer here, which I want to know, like, what kind of brand of football is Team Concafa going to play?
Hold on a sec. When somebody accuses us of not doing our research, I want it to be known we do our research.
Okay?
Yeah. We have some very well-placed sources, Pat McAfee, in the world of Plum Borough, okay? So, we know some people, maybe some Mikey Arrigos,
right.
Some Tony Arrigos.
That's right.
The Arrigo family gave me the scouting report on a young Pat McAfee. They said if he hadn't been punting a football, he would have been a D1
got a leg
soccer
on him.
Player. Dude
got
was
a leg
legit.
On him.
Tell us about high school Pat McAfee.
Yeah, I was a bruiser, man. I was a little big. I could hit a ball. You know, I could move a ball, which is why the soccer or the football thing happened. I could really hit. Free kicks. You know, it should be able to come back to me. I've been hitting some balls, trying to get the feel of it, trying to move it a little bit. But my team, Concafa, hey, we're big. We got a lot of red cards on our team in international play. We're going to bring some meat. We're bringing some meat. We got some size. We got some meat. You know, we got Jeff Cameron in the back. I mean, we got
– Oh,
we got,
I MLS mean, we Defender got, of the Year right there. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
We got some West Virginia guys before we move
You know who
off,
doesn't like, look worried about teams meat. With muscle?
JJ Watt.
Yeah, JJ yeah. Watt doesn't look like
JJ. What's your team looking like here? What's your team looking like here for this tournament? Anybody you got to showcase you think Pat and Ocho Cinco should be worried about?
We have real footballers. Oh. We have real footballers on our team. We got some ex-Burnley members. We've got some academy players from Burnley. So we want a combination of experience, veterans, and then we also have some young academy guys who can run, who can fly. Obviously, I'm not going to be doing any of the cardiovascular endurance. I'm there to be a bruiser, to set the tone, early red card out,
good
and
luck,
coaching
bud.
The sideline.
Good luck, bud. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, guess where my red card's going to be aimed at. There's one spot, that sucker. A couple studs up coming right in, you know? But no, we got experience in youth because one thing that I've heard from last year, which I'm interested to hear Ocho's take on this, is I've heard you need some young legs. I've heard you need some guys that can be able to run.
That true, Ocho?
It sounds good. My legs are still young. I'm still in my prime. You know, age is nothing but a number. And I'm sure anyone on Burnley's team, whether young or old or experienced, I'll be faster than. And obviously my IQ on the pitch will be eons past right. what theirs is. So
eons.
I'm ready.
What about an enforcer? Any chance we see Unk, you know, Shannon up there with you? Any chance he makes an appearance?
Ooh. No. Listen, Unk ain't walking. Unk has two repaired hips and two bad knees.
Hey, man, we're desperate for talent here at TST. All right, so just
– Ocho, what do we got to know? What do we got to know? What did you learn last year? What is – what are we in for?
Is he going to give away
fast
the secrets
subs,
here?
I heard.
Uh-oh.
Fast
Uh-oh.
Subs.
Uh-huh.
A lot of subs, I've heard.
What do we need to know? What are the tips from last year? What did you learn?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Come on, Ocho. You
didn't That's win, a smart so man. Clearly
it's
you
a competitive.
That's a smart
engine,
man.
Bro.
Hey. Do your homework. Watch the film. You'll see.
You weren't on it. You weren't on the film. You just saw it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm on. Well, listen, if you stand up now on the film, that means you didn't watch.
All right.
Ooh.
I think we have a pretty good idea, right?
Okay.
Where Pat's going to play, where Ocho Cinco's going to play. We know how JJ's going to play.
Right.
But we don't know the position. So, JJ, what? Like, I could see you being a target number nine. I could see him being a hell of a defensive midfielder, center back, a goalie even. What are you playing?
I'm not giving that away. I mean, that could give our whole strategy up. I mean, I agree with you. There are plenty of positions I could play out there, and there's plenty of positions I could be successful at. You're just going to have to tune in on June, whatever, 6th, 7th, and find out because it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be short. My shifts are short. I'm like a hockey player. Get in, get out.
That's it, baby. The indoor game back in the day. Quick subs there. All right, let's announce the last team here in Group B, which is the group of death at the 2024 77 TST tournament. It's the Reggae Rovers.
Ooh.
I don't know if they're going to get out of this group.
That logo's hot.
I can tell you this. They got a damn good
they're
logo.
Dead
How about
mom.
That, Herc?
That's right. Look at that logo. That logo is hot. I don't know. I'm just saying that could be my favorite logo of the group. It doesn't mean that they'll be the best team in this group, but that logo is hot. You guys worried about those Reggae's right there?
That's right. A bunch of Caribbean ballers.
That's the coolest
my
name.
Filled with
I'm
a bunch
sorry,
of...
but that's the coolest name.
There we have it.
That's a very cool name.
No issues.
But my team's filled with a bunch of rude boys, okay? And they're dead mon, all the Reggae Rovers. We ain't worried about
Chad,
over here.
Chad just losing it in the corner. This is classic. Good thing for us.
No.
Our show also airs in ESPN Caribbean.
That's
so
right.
We'll
That's
make
right.
some friends down there as well. All right, well, guys, great
drug
to have
testing?
You. We do have
we
good
have
news.
Drug testing, or is it just a free pass?
We couldn't afford the drug testing, so no hold barred. Everything goes.
I mean, I feel like that could benefit. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking.
Which way are you pointing, JJ?
Right
which way are you pointing?
I mean, I'm looking.
What we're testing for is maybe
like,
the more appropriate.
We need some USADA rules because I feel like there might be peptides in play. I don't know what's going on. There could be some enhancements being had. Or there could be some relaxants. I don't know.
Hey, man,
I'm just saying,
there's a million bucks on the line.
That's right.
If ever there was an if anything goes scenario, you know, it's got
to
be this.
Right.
So it's all on the line. There at least two teams will go through from Group B, but maybe all three of these guys will advance to the knockout phase.
Third place.
Out of Group B. Pat McAfee, JJ Watt, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. Great to have you with us here on Football Americas. We look forward to seeing you down at the TST
come
June.
See you guys in June.
Let's keep rolling through the groups here on Football Americas as we look ahead to the TST this summer. Here's a look at Group C. We got the AU Vodka Swans, their first time in the tournament. Fit Bodega of Vancouver, a group of Canadian all-stars. Soccer Roof. We've got some indoor soccer facilities all up and down the East Coast. And then Tobacco Road FC, a little local flavor out of Raleigh, North Carolina, the USL League 2 side. That's Group C. What about Group D? Ooh, some Brazilian flavor here. Banheirista FC, they got a big YouTube following down there in Brazil. Another Brazilian-based team in Gracie FC. The headliners here, Inter Milan, they're in the tourney for the first time. Javier Zanetti, Juan Sebastian Verón, just a couple of the big names going to play with them. And then La Bombonera, they've got a bunch of indoor players out of the MASL team. That's a side from Delaware. How about that Inter Milan team, Herc? One to watch for sure, no?
Oh, for sure, because they've got some ex-players. But did you just mention Gracie FC?
Mm-hmm.
Am I to assume that's the famous Gracie Jiu-Jitsu family?
There's a connection, yes, with the training. Uh-huh, yes.
There's a connection with the training.
I don't know if the gentleman who runs the team, who is a Gracie, is actually part of the Gracie family, but he does do some
Group
training.
Group D's in trouble.
Yeah?
Group D's
well, not
in
a
trouble.
Jiu-Jitsu tournament, Herc.
Group D's in trouble.
Let's move on to our next group. It is Group E. We went from Brazilian flavor to German flavor.
German.
Bayern Munich, they're in for the first time. Going to be coached by club legend Roy Mackay. Borussia Dortmund, they're in as well for a second time. Remember, they were here last year. Had Noah Beck on the team. Don't know if he'll be playing this year. Dueling for Lincoln. They're a non-profit group, so whatever they win is going to charity. And then we got the Town FC. They're bringing MLS Next Pro as well as WPSL action to the Bay Area in the coming years. A potential Der Klassiker there, Hurricane Group E.
Yeah, man, these two cannot get away from each other. Mm. Everywhere they go, they have to face each other. Both teams in the Champions League semifinals, very good programs. Bayern Munich seems to be setting up shop all over the continental United States, yep. And now they're taking over TST. So you know if they're involved, they will do it right.
And don't sleep on Dortmund. And Dortmund had a very good summer tour here last year. We were around them out there on the West Coast. They were in California. They were in Las Vegas. They've got a pretty significant American following. And I know that the crowds there at TST are great. They're intense. But you put Bayern Munich fans and Dortmund fans in the same place. I was at a watch party in Atlanta for the last Clásico. Woo! Some tension, some fire. I love it. I hope we get a very good showdown between these two teams in that first round.
I'm sure we will. I'm a little bummed that no Noah Beck in this year's edition of the tournament. I'm sure last year Noah
Dude's a baller.
Kid's a baller. I'm sure, you know. Didn't go out.
He's
the
like
way
one of your favorites, right? You always do the interviews with him whenever.
That was my boy.
He's
a good footballer. Like he's an absolute stud of a footballer. So I'm bummed to see him in this go around with Dortmund.
Yeah, what do people know him for? TikTok, is it?
TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah,
everything.
He almost had a deal to play with RSL. It's like an academy kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously a very
Portland
good
kid. He was playing
very good
Portland
player game. Who has graced the TST with his presence in the past. So Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund find themselves in Group E. Let's move on to Group F. A little bit of a grab bag in here. We got Desimpedidos, they're one of the most popular esports outlets in Brazil. So again, Brazil well represented. FC Roja Eagles, they're an amateur team, Herc, here from Switzerland. So they're making the trip over.
Oh.
Saturday's football, they'll be sponsored by a soccer lifestyle brand. Guess who's involved with them? Cruz Beckham. So we will have some.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you, might have some great free kicks there from Saturday football. And then, of course, how could we forget Wrexham? They are back for a second straight year. The phenomenon, Herc, that is Wrexham. Of course, globally, but really here in the United States, anywhere they go, TV, live, they draw a crowd.
They're a massive brand. People love Wrexham. Listen, it's your favorite second team. It doesn't matter who you cheer for. If you know about Wrexham, if you've seen the docu-series, if you know Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, their story, you're a Wrexham fan, and now they're going to come and take over TST like they did last year.
That's right. Coming off a promotion where they moved up to League One from League Two. They'll be riding that momentum. I got to tell you, I was in San Diego for the Wrexham-Man United game last year, and of course there was a ton of Manchester United fans there. But the amount of people who follow Wrexham, I know a lot of people watch the show. I didn't realize how many soccer fans were kind of committed to following this team around when they show up in the United States. That could be fun down in Kerry.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, they show up. It doesn't matter if this team is elsewhere in another country that they've never been in. They see the story. They love the story. The docuseries is very well done. And anytime this is a brand, anytime they're around, they're going to show up.
Wrexham, no strangers to making history. And this year, TST is making their own history. For the first time ever, we're going to have a women's tournament. 8 teams duking it out for a $1 million prize.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
What's going on? God, you seeing this? What is this?
Oh, is that all? This year, we're introducing the inaugural TST Women's Tournament. 8 teams from around the world competing for $1 million. Headlined by your U.S. women and 7 other clubs to be named later on.
That means on TST's Championship Day, there'll be 2 matches worth $1 million, 2 $1 million goals scored, and 2 teams etching their name in soccer history.
All right, as we told you earlier in the show, TST is expanding into the women's game. 8 teams battling for $1 million. And among those battling for the cash will be our very own Allie Krieger. She joins us now. Allie, how's your training going for TST?
It's going. I definitely need to get some touches. So I'm going to be, playing pickup here and hopefully be able to, you know, get all the details done and taken care of by the time I show up on the 6th. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm actually more excited just to get back out there and hopefully win.
Yeah, let's be real here. You're not that far removed, Allie, from your playing days. Obviously, you were in the NWSL championship game just last year. How long does it take to kind of get that touch back?
Well, for me, as, you know, like a perfectionist and the level that I want to be at and the standard that I want to have, and set, I definitely think 6 weeks would be my ideal. But this is going to be so much fun, and I know I'm going to be prepared and ready. I think I just need to focus on the running and the fitness rather than, you know, the technical part of the game.
We see you working on that technical part there. Yeah, that doesn't seem to have escaped you. What, this is with the Real Sociedad women's team getting an early workout in, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I actually didn't bring my shorts or my training pants, so it looks a bit, you know. I want to talk about that for a second. And that was really, I don't know, it was just a really fun time. I think the women's team, they were really excited to meet me as well, as I was with them. And, you know, to see their new facility being built was also really, really inspiring. And I thought that was great to just show how much they value the women's team there and appreciate them. There's, you know, they were breaking ground, and hopefully it's going to be, you know, obviously a beautiful facility for them to really thrive and be successful. So that was exciting as well.
Always the fashionista, Allie. Don't worry. You made it look good, even in those very oversized sweatpants. Let's talk about the team you're putting together here. I know you got Heather O'Reilly there with you. Who else can we look forward to seeing this summer?
Yeah, we have Lori Lindsay, Joanna Lohman, Mana Shim is going to be there. Allie Long will be there. We have some really, really good quality players. It's going to be really exciting. I think we definitely can get the championship. We're going to take one game at a time. But this is going to be a tournament that's just going to be really fun to get together, play some good football, get back out there, enjoy some time together. You see Kendall Fletcher there as well. She's going to be one of the defenders joining the squad. I'm just thrilled to be able to just be a part of this. I know last year when I was watching the tournament, it was obviously really exciting at home to see, you know, the players perform and just enjoy and have fun. And that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
to do.
Enjoy and have fun. Plus, there's $1 million on the line. Let's not forget that. I want to remind you also, Allie, who's in Group A with you. You got Angel City. You got Wrexham. You've also got a street ball team from Canada. You know what I'm thinking, a little USA-Canada rivalry there in Group A. What do you think?
I know, I'm actually really excited. This is gonna be a tough group, obviously with us, you know, we're gonna be the team to beat. But I'm gonna be excited to see what the street ball has. I'm definitely gonna, you know, be ready technically for that because you never know, it's gonna be so unpredictable. They're gonna be great. Technically, they're gonna be really skillful and they're gonna have quality on the ball. So I definitely have to be prepared for that. But, you know, obviously LAFC bringing a team, you know, that's just another extended team from the NWSL. So that'll be exciting to watch. And Wrexham, you know, we know that, you know, their men's side is definitely worth watching and going to be a thrill again this you know, tournament on the men's side. So having a women's team there, they're definitely going to be competitive and ready to win. But I think we are going to top the group. I really do. I think we are very confident. We're going to be really good. We're going to be prepared. And, you know, we have that competitive attitude and the mentality to want to win. So I think we're going to come out on top.
The team to beat. Put it in the headlines right now. Some trash talk already in Group A. You may well be, Ali. You may well be right. You might be the team to beat in Group A. But what about Group B? There's some very familiar faces, Ali, over in Group B and some what I think is going to be pretty tough competition. We got Burnley. We know Kalia Watt, longtime NWSL star, is going to play for them. North Carolina Courage, another longtime NWSL star. Jessica McDonald's going to play for them. You got Soccerhead FC in there. And then Tampa Bay Sun FC, who of course are part of the USL's new Super League. They've actually signed some of their first players who are former NWSL players. So a lot of talent there, Ali, in Group B.
Yeah, there is. And actually, that looks like a very tough group. I'm happy that we're, you know, in Group A and we're going to hopefully deal with those games and you know, players in that squad, in that side. But Group B is definitely looking pretty talented because Bay SC, I know that they had signed some of my former teammates, actually. And I know that the quality that they have, their ability. And then Kalia Watt, I mean, for Burnley, they're former, you know, NWSL players, and some are still definitely capable of playing in the league now. So I do feel like it's going to be super competitive, and we all have that winning mentality, and so it should be pretty exciting to see what this is going to entail.
Group B looks pretty tough. 8 teams in the tournament. 4 will advance, so the top 2 in each group. Ali, I only have one more question here for you as we look at a picture of you battling against Kalia Watt back in your, what is that, Orlando Pride versus Houston Dash days. Yes. What are you going to do with that $1 million? Do you already have a plan for it just in case you do win?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I want to, you know, give it to charity, actually, for me personally. I think that's, you know, what this is all about, to give back. We just have to figure out what charity we're going to be, or me personally, my winnings that I'm going to give back to. So that's what's really exciting and what's motivating me to want to win. And to be a part of this is just, it's really exciting, really fun. To get the gals back together, so to speak, is going to be really, really enjoyable. I think we're going to have just as much fun off the field as we are on the field and hopefully win as we're doing that. So my money is definitely going to charity. I just have to figure out where I want that money to go if we win.
Getting the gals back on the field. Sounds like a blast. Can't wait for TST Women's Tournament June 7th through 10th down in Cary, North Carolina. As always, Ali, great to have you with us here on Football Americas.
Thanks, Eva. We'll see you soon.
Awesome.
this Saturday afternoon here in Cary, North Carolina. TST is headed towards the finals.
That's right.
Waking up, feeling like the thief of one. Count up my one.
Kamali, his shot! Goal! SLCFC to the semifinals!
Take it with my mama on the forehead before I get the cold red. Cause I was born bred to go in. Toast ready, swing my protein. Eat patty cornbread.
Let's keep rolling through the groups ahead of the TST 77 soccer tournament coming up this summer in Cary, North Carolina. Here's a look at Group G. It's where we find the defending champions, Newtown Pride FC. They won it all last year, joined in there by Supra United FC out of Dallas, Sala FC, a team run by AJ De La Garza, and DC Hyper. Don't know too much about them, but I'm guessing, based on the logo and the name, they're from my neck of the woods, DC. What do you think of Group G there, Herc?
That Supra logo looks hard. I'm not gonna lie. That is a nice looking logo. You got the defending champs there. Could be a very, very difficult group for newcomers in Zala. You mentioned AJ De La Garza. He does have some professional background. He used to play for the Galaxy. He's played all over, youth national teams. Could be a very, very interesting group.
Imagine that. You win $1 million and you gotta go back a year later and try to do it again. I mean, from an income standpoint, it'd be nice to count on $1 million prize every summer, wouldn't it?
It'd be really nice, but the odds of that happening in an ever-growing field, going back-to-back, are not in your favor, but the experience, nonetheless, is very vital.
Mentioned AJ De La Garza in there in Group G with Sala FC, got some more MLS firepower on that team, Victor Ulloa. As well as a name that MLS fans will be very familiar with. So Zala FC, perhaps one to watch in there, along with the defending champions, Newtown Pride FC out of Group G. What about Group H? That's where we find a Sneaky Fox FC, which is named after the vodka, I believe, owned by former MLS MVP Mike McGee.
That's right.
Pasha FC in there. They're run by an Atlanta-based real estate tycoon. Curious to see who shows up on that squad. We've got Tranquilo FC, Moedu, former U.S. international, going to be involved with them. And then Team Quick Goal, which is where we're going to find DeMarcus Beasley and the man joining us right now, former U.S. international, Jimmy Conrad. Jimmy, great to have you with us here on the show. I have to ask, last year the team's name was Conrad and Beasley United. What happened here? What happened?
Listen, we're still united. Okay. We just found a nice, me and Beast are still involved, so it's going to be a lot of fun to run it back with him again. But we found a nice partnership with Quick Goal FC, and we have a nice relationship with them, and we're excited to build upon that. Quick Goal, you know, they would be the first to admit that the product that they make are vital to the game, right? They make goals of all sizes around the country and around the world, but maybe not the most fun product to advertise. So it's a nice way to kind of attach them to us and us to them. And I think it's a relationship that can bear some fruit ultimately as we try to go out for that $1 million.
Still united, but a little healthier in the pocket, as they say.
Yeah, that sounds right. Like every That's Major right. League Soccer team around. Jimmy, give me a sense of what this tournament is about. This is going to be your second time competing in this tournament. There are some newcomers to this tournament. What could they expect?
Well, they should expect fireworks. I think my favorite part about the participating in the tournament was the target score time. So for those that aren't aware, when you hit that final 40 minutes, it's two 20-minute halves, then the game still goes into this target score time. So, Herc, if you're winning 3-1 over me, which wouldn't happen in real life, but let's just say theoretically you're beating me 3-1, hypothetically, then the target score is just one more than what you have or whoever has the highest score, so it would be 4. And at that point, Then whoever gets the 4 first goes through. Now, Zala and AJ De La Garza were excellent last year. They were down 3-0 going into target score time, I think two consecutive knockout rounds, and came back to win 4-3. So they clearly have some strategy to how to take advantage of that. And then I should also mention, too, in target score time, every 5 minutes a player comes off. So it's super exciting. Every game ends on a golden goal, and that just takes things up to another level. I mean, there's so much emotion attached to it. On a personal level, listen, Herc, I haven't tapped into competing that intensely in so long that there was like a sleeping giant inside of me. So the fact that I got to hit the switch and get after it again and really take some pride in defending in particular meant a lot to me. And it was cool to be a part of a team again. So for the guys that don't get to play as much anymore or have retired, you just get to be part of something bigger than yourself. It's something we really miss. Not being a part of a professional environment anymore.
Sebi, that, that is scary. Let me tell you, from a guy who was Jimmy Conrad's teammate, mm-hmm. I've seen Jimmy lose it. Did we see Jimmy back of the old day, Jimmy competing? Like, is that the type of Jimmy we would see?
Yes. You guys used to call me Crazy Eyes because I would hit a switch and I just black out and start tackling people. But no, honestly, it's such a cool thing to be a part of. And even if your team goes 3-and-out, we didn't. We ended up losing to Sneaky Fox in the quarterfinals. So the fact that we have him in our group, it's a revenge match. Mm. Yes, I'm coming for you, Mike McGee. It's coming for you. But it's just a special tournament overall, and I think it's going to continue to grow, as evidenced by them going from 32 teams to 48. I mean, there's that much interest, and I think now that it's on ESPN, it's just going to grow enormously. And so I'm excited to be a part of it and excited to be on your platform in this way.
I can't help but notice you didn't, to your team, try to recruit one Hercules Gomez. Tell me who else has filled out the roster there for Quick Goal FC.
Well, we got DeMarcus Beasley. We got Dwayne De Rosario. Ooh. For all you MLS fans, one of the best to ever do it in MLS. We have a lot of guys that played in MLS and are still relatively young, all things considered, compared to me and Dwayne, who might be above 40. But we have Hunter Gorski, who played in the league. Aaron Mon played for RSL. Alex DeJean, I think his last stint was with Atlanta. We got a couple guys, some Brazilians. You can't play 77 without some mm-hmm. Brazilians. So we got Hugo Manuel in goal, who was excellent for us last year. Chris Konopka is another one. And we have a big surprise coming very, very soon. And you might have heard of him before, Sebastian Giovinco. Have you heard of that? Have you heard
of him? Wait a second. Are you breaking the news that Sebastian Giovinco, former league MVP, a historic player, Major League Soccer, is going to play with your team? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Sebastian Giovinco is on our squad. How's that feel, Herc? Listen, Herc, I heard you. Are you playing? Are you not playing?
I heard maybe there was a rumor he's out of the tournament. If he was even thinking about it, now that he knows Giovinco is not, I can guarantee you he's out.
Giovinco's a friend. Listen, I was invited by Team Concafa, mm-hmm. but your boy hasn't played and won't play because I'll end up tearing something. It's not going to be a good sight. It'll be great TV, very good TV, but it won't be a great sight for my family.
I don't know if we can get futures actions on this, but I might put some futures or my
primo. Your primo.
El primo.
Your primo should put some futures actions.
Might look at Quick Goal FC as a future bet there.
I just want to know, is B stepping on the field, or is he more of a coaching role?
Yeah,
what are we getting
with
DeMarcus?
You know, he coached last year, but I know that he was feeling the itch to lace him up and get out there. I'm not going to answer for him because he might change his mind, but it's a possibility. You never know with Bees, right? His nickname was Tricky Bees for a reason, so he might have some tricks up his sleeve.
They have literally 3 Major League Soccer ex-MVPs in this group.
That's right.
Wow.
Star power loaded there. We said Group B might be the group of death. Maybe Group H is another very difficult group in the 2024 77 TST. Jimmy Conrad, great to have you with us here on Football Americas. Look forward to seeing you on the field this summer.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
TST growing from 32 teams last year to 48 this year, so we got more groups. Here's Group I, hashtag United. They played non-league football over in the UK, made it to the round of 16 last year. They're back. They'll be joined in Group I by the Manhattan Kickers. Got some coaches and alums of youth soccer program, the Raleigh Rebels, a little local side, and then Summer of Soccer, who are a first-year entrant. There's a look at the 4 teams that make up Group I at this summer's TST. What about Group J? Some question marks in Group I, but some quality in Group J. We got Como 1907 representing the Italian Serie B club. They made it to the quarterfinals last year. Villarreal representing La Liga, the first and only La Liga team in the TST field. They're going to have Marco Senna, legend, playing for them. NCFC is in out of USL League One. They might have some home field advantage.
Xavi Hernandez.
But we're pumped here to see Villarreal and Marco Senna. How about that?
I mean, talk about quality. Anywhere you want. Senna in the midfield. What do you want? Set pieces? You want him pulling the strings? You want him putting that leg? Putting out fires? This guy could really do it all. I don't care how old he is. If he's on the field, there is quality to be seen.
Or so. Won a European championship with Spain. And I don't know if a lot of people know this about Marco Senna, but he finished his career here in the United States.
Cosmos.
With the New York Cosmos.
That's right.
The second iteration of the New York Cosmos in the NASL. Well, guess what? He also won. So yeah.
Were he and Haji Wright together in the Cosmos?
I think
that's the crossover.
I think he was there 2013 through 2015, which might have been right at the beginnings of Haji Wright's professional careers when he spent some time with the Cosmos. All right, let's get to the last two groups here for TST. They are groups K and the group's L. And then we see out of group K. All right, looks like we have some more DC love there. A squad out of Georgetown joining Trident FC, Hoosier Army. They were in the tournament last year, as well as Freedom United SC. That's group K. And then group L, we've got Kingdom Football Club, Sire 7, 1015 FC, and representing the Great White North, Toronto Athletic FC.
We're having it all. That's what it's about.
Centering ball, space, shot, game! Far East will win it.
TST coming up June 5th through the 10th in Cary, North Carolina. Make sure to get your tickets there. You can see, head over to the internet and get your tickets ordered. We're going to be there, right?
That's what they say. I've never been to Cary, North Carolina, so I'm excited to go.
I've never been to Cary, North Carolina. I feel like they play U.S. games there all the time, NWSL games there. You've never been to Cary?
I've never
been to Wake Med? A proper Coliseum of American soccer
history. No, that's why I'm excited to go. I've never been.
All right, so we've got 40
Food
teams.
Rex, let us know.
Two tournaments and $2 million on the line. Should be an absolute blast. June 5th through the 10th in Cary, North Carolina. That'll do it for this very special edition of Football Americas. He's Herc. I'm Seb. Thanks for watching. We will be back with another special edition of the show, a special Wednesday edition of Football Americas tomorrow as we cover all things. Is it CONCACAF or
CONCACAF?
CONCACAF Champions Cup. Thanks for watching. And we hope to see you down in North Carolina for the TST later this summer. See you Wednesday.